The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, we are so glad that you're joining us today. Now, today you're going to get to know a little bit of something about us. You see, before many of the episodes, if you were around here, you probably heard Jared and I saying something like, yeah, this one's not going to be very long at all. It's probably just going to be a few minutes. I mean, how many times do we say that before an episode?
I think I'd be ashamed to say.
Right. If you've been around here for a while, you understand that it's usually not just 1 or 2 minutes. There's a reason for that. The reality is we focus on giving you all the good stuff without any of the fluff. So it's not going to be long and drawn out with a lot of good information in there. But there's just so much good stuff to share. And when you've lived this way for a while, you get how life-changing it can be. You know how radically different your life can look and how much hope you found. And you just want to share it all. And that's where we are. We're coming from. And today, you know, it's just the same with this. We've got one thing that we're going to talk about, but I know you're going to get some other great nuggets thrown in there too. And so I want you to know that this one thing that we're sharing today can be a big game changer. Because you may not know this, but you can be eating from the 5 foundational foods on a regular basis and still be missing out on a huge amount of nutrients that your body needs. It's true. And so today, we're talking about one of the biggest ways that many people leave out a lot of the nutrients that they need. They leave the nutrients on the table, and we don't want you to miss out on the nutrients that you need. And that's why we're talking about the smartest way you can get the most nutrients from your food. You're listening to the Smarter Healthy Living Podcast, where we firmly believe that getting healthy should never feel like torture. We're your hosts, Jared and Anita Roussel. We're college sweethearts and health professionals who help you redefine what getting healthy looks like using a whole food plant-based lifestyle. It's time to hear from the experts and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others get beyond the overwhelm to create a vibrant life they love. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're in the right place. So pull up a virtual chair, grab your matcha latte, and let's get started. Welcome back. Now, there are a lot of ways that we can be missing out on the nutrients in our food and ways that you can get more of those. And we're going to be talking about those as we go, but we just want to focus on one thing at a time. Think about when you're thinking about changing your life, think about the main things that you want to do. And this is something that's so stinking easy to do, but we get so busy in our lives and we get in such a hurry, we don't take the time to do the basic things.
Or it's just become habit to not do those things.
Well, and for a lot of us, it becomes a habit in school because we're constantly rushing to eat.
That is true.
We're flying to the next class, and it sticks with us from the time we're in school until later on in adulthood.
Well, you have those moments where you are in a hurry, so then you do certain things. And then in those moments when you're not in a hurry, you still behave that same way.
Yeah, and we're talking about eating fast. I mean, you're chewing maybe a couple of bites and then you're swallowing. I want you to notice, you probably never noticed before, notice how many times you actually chew and notice the consistency of the food that's in your mouth when you're about to swallow it. Because truth be told, it really is so simple to slow yourself down, even if you feel like you're in a hurry. You can do things to change the amounts of time that you have to eat. There's probably some things that you can do in your schedule to give yourself a little more time. Sometimes it's not that we don't have the time. We just don't think about it because like Jared said,
it's just habit.
It's habit. But especially if you're eating whole food plant-based, plants have cell walls. All right. So when you eat a plant and it has a cell wall, your body does not break that cell wall to get to the goodness that's inside that cell. And all those nutrients and wonderful things you need are inside the cell wall. Something has got to bust it up.
It's like the cells are like little impenetrable capsules.
And so, how are you going to break those up? If you're not chewing it and you're spending all this time and you're figuring out how to eat whole food plant-based, and now you've got it, now you're in a rhythm and you're doing the right stuff and you're feeling great about it, but maybe you're just not getting quite the results you need. It could be as simple as, are you chewing your food well enough? Because if you're not, you can't get to the goodness that's inside. All right. So really, the food in your mouth that you're about to swallow should be creamy. It should be like a creamy, smooth pudding. I mean, think about pudding. That's what it should be like. And I know it kind of sounds gross and crazy, but once you get used to doing this, it really starts slowing you down and making you mindful, even about your eating time. You know, we're in this fast-paced society where everything's fast. You go from that in high school or even in elementary school. Now you're in a work schedule and you're working for somebody. And so you've got X number of minutes to eat. And so you're still
in
that
hurry. Your morning ran late and you've got an afternoon meeting. And the thing that suffers is your lunchtime. And now you have literally 5 or 10 minutes to just inhale something.
And now we go home and we just want to escape the day. So we sit in front of the TV with our family or everybody's on their games at the table. And you're not thinking about what you're eating. And before long, you look down and everything's gone off your plate or bowl. You don't even remember eating it. You know, and so when you do these types of things, just this one thing of chewing and noticing the consistency before you swallow it, it's going to slow you down to start noticing your time together. Noticing other things that are going on around you. And Jared and I are all about building intentionality into your day because each day you have to live is a treasure. And if you're not building the relationships with others and you're all up into your phone or into your laptop or
the TV on the wall,
whatever it is, or, you know, and then you spent all this time and set yourself up for success to learn how to do these things. And now, like I said, maybe it's on autopilot, but you sit down and you're still on autopilot, even if you're sitting at the dinner table and you're talking quick and everything's moving fast. And before you know it, dinner's over and you don't even really remember it very much. You don't remember the meal. And so take these times you've been given, they're blessings, to enjoy the food you've been given. We have food to eat. What a blessing. We should always be thankful for that, right? What about the people that are in our lives, our friends, our family? Sit down and get to know each other over the meal. You know, all that can aid your digestion. Did you know just having relationship helps with your digestion?
Well, I was thinking too that digestion even starts in the mouth. You may not realize this, but there are digestive enzymes in your saliva. And if you only chew twice, it never has a chance to really mix in the food. Yes.
That's a great point. It is. And so think about, it's not just about the table. What if do you take time to go on a picnic? I don't have time to go on a picnic. I don't have time to pack a basket. Is there a park right down the road that you can walk to with your family? Spread out a blanket and everybody eat whatever you've brought together. Take time to enjoy the food, but take time to enjoy the moments, because eating is about so much more than just the food you're putting in your body. It's about the life you're building for yourself. That's the whole reason you want to eat the good food in the first place. I mean, I'll be the first to say it tastes great to live this way. It does. It tastes fantastic. And you can enjoy your food just like you've enjoyed the old stuff. Absolutely. You're going to have joy by eating this way. But there's also joy in the relationships. And that's why you want to build the healthy life, right? So take time. Slow down, chew, enjoy the food, bust those cell walls, make it that creamy consistency. I don't know how many times you're going to have to chew it. Honestly, it's so funny. Michael Clapper, a plant-based doctor, he said that, you know, you were given one of the best chewers that you could ever own, and it's in your mouth and it's called your teeth. Use them. And we agree wholeheartedly with that. Use your teeth and enjoy it, but use the time you've been given to build the relationships and the memories that you want to have. Slow down, enjoy the flavors, enjoy the special moments. All those things are going to help your digestion. All those things are going to help you get the nutrients from your food, and everything is going to start looking brighter and better. I promise you, if you just take these moments to be intentional everything's going to start to change. We can't wait to hear from you and hear how things are going in your life. Drop us an email at
podcast@smarterhealthyliving.com.
And we'll look forward to hearing from you and hanging out with you again on the next episode of Smarter Healthy Living.